If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench, and everybody's been talking about the gangrene. That's all I've been hearing about in the off season and through training camp and through the preseason, that the Jets are the hottest commodity in the NFL, and the Jets are going to the Super Bowl, and the Jets have Aaron Rodgers back from his torn Achilles, and the Jets have the best defense, bar none, in the NFL, and they're just so loaded. So what did I do? Well, I took the Niners and laid the 4 last night in Santa Clara at Levi's stonewashed denim jeans on the Monday Nighter, and then no one saw it coming, but Jordan Mason had the top game instead of Aaron Rodgers. For the Niners, Mason ran for 147 yards and a tutty in place of Christian McCaffrey, and the Niners ruined Aaron Rodgers' comeback game. Remember, he wanted to play for the Niners when he was a kid, when he was at Cal, and his whole life, and then he didn't get selected by the Niners, and so he's always wanted a piece of them. He hates them for them overlooking him. There's no doubt about that. But his big comeback game was ruined 32-19 by Mason and the Niners. And they get the easy win over the Jets. The former undrafted free agent overpowered New York's big shot defense that we've heard about nonstop, that no one can do anything against Robert Saleh's D. How about this guy with his physical running style, just banging all night, helping the Niners score on, listen to this, 8 straight drives. Shanahan said, quote, "I thought he runs like he always does. When you get him the ball, he breaks tackles, usually gets more than we block for. When we had the good lanes, he always hits them and got a bunch of them. But he was awesome today." As for Rodgers, he threw for 167 yards and 1 tutty. He also got picked off. This comes 52 weeks to the day after his debut with the Jets, ended with a torn Achilles after 4 snaps last season. He had trouble moving around the pocket, but his arm looked good at times, I guess. What am I going to jump up and down about 167 yards and a touchdown? That sucks if you ask me. Of course, he won 4 MVPs with the Packers. He won a ring with the Packers, a Super Bowl title against the Steelers. But he didn't do anything against the Niners last night. He said, quote, "I can play better. I missed a couple of throws. I felt overall I got the ball out pretty good, but there were some opportunities I'd like to have back." Well, speaking of opportunities, Mason made the most of his first career start. He had just 83 carries in his first 2 seasons, but he was the only one that was healthy for the Niners this summer, and he got this bigger gig now with McCaffrey's calf giving him problems and his Achilles giving him problems. He carried it 28 times. That's the most by any Niner player in a regular season game in 13 years. And he handled the load. Brock Purdy said about him, quote, "I'm really excited for him. He's earned it. He's the kind of guy where it's not given to him. To see him go out and do what he did tonight, I'm just so happy for him." End quote. So Debo had a 2-yard TD run. And how about the kicker? Jake Moody, of all people, a franchise record tying 6 field goals to help the Niners to the win as well. As for Purdy, he threw for 231 yards, no touchdowns. He didn't turn it over, though, against the Jets D that didn't get anything going. Where was the pressure? I'll tell you what, the pressure was not even at the game. Hassan Reddick, who the Jets refused to negotiate with, who refused to pay their best pass rusher, who's never played a down for him. They traded for the guy, and they won't give him his money. How is it that the best player on the team can't get them to pay him? Honestly, why'd you deal for him? They blame it on him. They said, if you're not going to show up, we're not going to negotiate. And that's been their pathetic, ridiculous stance since day one. This is why the Jets are the Jets. Douglas, their GM, he's another one. Like, what does he do? I mean, what does this guy do all day? He can't get this deal done. Like, every single player except Jamar Chase of the Bengals got their deals done. They all got their money. All the star players ended up getting their money, including Brandon Ayuk. Oh, by the way, nice job by Ayuk last night, dropping a perfect touchdown pass from Purdy in the corner. Whoops. He dropped it because he never did jack in the offseason. He never trained. He never went to preseason. He never went to camp. He never played in any games, and he looked like crap. The Niners took control of the game by the half. They got a field goal on a 12-play, 75-yard drive at the end of the first half and scored on Mason's 5-yard run on an 11-play, 70-yarder to start the second half. They had these big, long drives. That made it from 13-7 to 23-7, and the Jets were in big trouble. Robert Saleh said, quote, "That's a championship outfit. And they introduced us to some championship football," end quote. I mean, what's that supposed to mean? That, like, they're going to, like, watch the film and they're going to become a championship team by, what, stealing the Niners' act? That they can resemble that? That they can be that? They can be that kind of team? You must be tripping, bro. Rodgers threw a pick on the next drive of the game after they were down big on a pass to Garrett Wilson that was deflected and into the hands of linebacker Demetrius Flanagan. Fouls. He got the tip pick. Rodgers threw his first TD pass in 610 days when he took advantage of a free play when Leonard Floyd jumped off sides. He connected on a 36-yard strike to Alan Lazard that made it 26-13. Lazard caught a second TD in the closing seconds from Tyrod Taylor, who came in for Rodgers late in the game. So garbage time tutties, whatever. Don't be fooled by the score. That late score made it seem like a game. It was never a game. The Niners beat their ass. Rodgers said afterwards, "We expect greatness when we step on the field. There were moments that felt pretty good, but not sustained. I felt like if we could just get a first down, we'd be rolling. But we had those 3 and outs, and that hurt us. I think a lot of stuff is correctable." New York started the game 3 and out, baby. That was their opening drive. Couple of handoffs and a drop pass by Lazard before a setback on the fourth snap that was Instead of, you know, season ending this time around, they just didn't get it done. It was a three and out, and they looked boring. Rodgers' first completion as a Jet was caught by Breece Hall, but the ball got punched out by Fred Warner, and they lost the fumble, and it led to a Niners field goal. Rodgers finally got the Jets moving on the next drive. He converted three third-down passes to get Wilson to set up Hall's three-yard TD run. Rodgers went 6 for 7 for 61 yards on that particular drive. They never got another first down in the half, and they were down 16-7 at the half. The Jets corner, Michael Carter, who they just gave a bunch of money to, left the game with an ankle injury. I think the Jets will be able to turn it around this week. They're at Tennessee on Sunday, and we already saw how bad Will Levis can be. He was up 17-0 at Soldier Field on Sunday against the Bears and then coiffed it up, and they gave up 24 straight points unanswered and lost to the Bears 24-17. The Niners, meanwhile, they go to Minneapolis to the bank to take on the Vikings and Sam Darnold on Sunday. It's Pharrell on the Bench.